If you've something on your mind.
About the New Year celebrations, Frank, or the lack of it in Belfast, you were probably the only major city in the UK, and indeed, if you look around.
You broke up to some extent there, Gary. Let me see if we can get you back in harness. I think we can. Go ahead, Gary.
Just the lack of New Year's celebrations in Belfast, from like the fireworks display, a focal point where everyone can, you know, ring in the New Year. You know, we had all major cities in the UK and Ireland and indeed around the world, you know, it was showing you on the TV and there was nothing at all to pawn to Belfast. And I was thinking about it. I was actually speaking to ones in work yesterday about it, Frank, and, you know, it wouldn't be a great deal of money for the council to spend. And, you know, if they didn't want a focal point, say, where they had to, you know, police it and put wardens in that, you know, costing more money, maybe even I was thinking, we were speaking about what they could do, and one of the ideas we come up with was, you know, maybe a display for North and West Belfast on top of Divis Mountain at 12 o'clock, 5 minutes of fireworks, and maybe on top of Galath or Samson or down in the shipyard would do North and East Belfast. You know, no need for, you know, just for the fireworks on their own, and then, you know, people could come out of their houses, out of the pubs, clubs, wherever they're at, and see it. Just something to ring in the new year to let us know what's happening.
And do you think it's that important? You know, I have to say, New Year, I know this is going to sound incredibly boring, but I was in bed at 20 to 11.
Probably, Frank, because you had nothing to look forward to. Whereas if you'd have been in Glasgow, Edinburgh, London, you know what I mean? You knew what was going on. There was events on. You knew there was something coming. You know, there was no need. Here, there's no... You can't organise a party or anything or a gathering because, you know, it's a damn squib. 12 o'clock comes and goes. So it does in the 10 or 15 seconds that they ring it in, you know, and that's it in Belfast. There's nothing there, you know. It needs something, a focal point for the people of the city so to gather around, they can see. Even, as I say, if it's two fireworks displays in different parts of the city that they can all see.
Yeah,
you know, at least they know it's coming.
Yeah, listen, they're very strong points. Well made, Gary. Thank you indeed. Let me speak to Emmett McDonough-Brown, who's one of our councillors. Emmett, good morning.
Good morning.
Emmett, Gary makes a very good point there. If there was a fireworks display on Divis Mountain or at the shipyard where everyone who wanted to see some colour could just go to the window, come out to the door, raise a glass to Belfast. We do have nothing, and this comes from a man who was in bed at 20 to 11, so I'm not the best person to be conducting this interview. But why do we have nothing, Emmett?
Well, I suppose we have tried over the years, you know, certainly before my time, Frank, to look at, you know, how you can animate the city centre around New Year's Eve. And, you know, there were concerts and things in the past. And I suppose my understanding of why that stopped happening was a mix, really, of bad weather and poor turnouts. As we know, you know, Belfast in December, January isn't the driest or warmest. And, you know, getting people out onto the streets for these sorts of events is actually quite tough. That said, I think, you know, there does seem to be an appetite out there for this to be looked again at. And certainly, you know, we're up for that. What form that takes and all the rest of it, we'll take a view on and take the suggestions of people. But, you know, I suppose we really want to be in a position where we're spending, you know, great pairs of money whenever we know that times are really tough on things which don't have a clear benefit for the city. So, you know, there's obviously a tourism aspect to what New Year's Eve could be in the city. And, you know, the bars and restaurants and hoteliers will have a view on that, and I'll be seeking those as we take it forward. But, you know, really at this stage, we're open to suggestion, and if there is an appetite out there for it, then certainly we're happy to look at it.
It would be great for the city if we could do, say, what Derry do at Halloween, or if we could do what Edinburgh does on New Year. The London do it in great style as well. It's bound to be incredibly beneficial for future generations if we could trigger something, maybe from 2019, 2020, maybe 2020 being a really special one, and then set that tradition of celebration for the future.
No, absolutely. And as I say, you know, when we link in with the tourism opportunities, there's a very clear potential, I think, to do something big in the city for New Year's Eve. As I say, we have tried before and it hasn't maybe had the sort of impact that we would have wanted. And as I say, just, you know, with public money being so tight, we need to be really, really careful about how we spend it. But there may be opportunities for other parts of society to come forward. So maybe the private sector may want to kind of co-sponsor events or things like that, and we can kind of spread the risk and spread the reward a little bit around that. So certainly those are the sorts of ideas I think that we would be keen to see. You know, if it was just to be the council taking it on its own, I think we need to see a very, very clear business case around what benefit that would bring. And you know, we'd really need to test that very, very, very strongly, because I say in previous years we have tried it when the council has said it, and it hasn't been the success that we would wish. But I absolutely agree, there's a major gap in the calendar in Belfast when you look at other cities around these islands and around the world. You know, when you think of New Year's Eve in, you know, Sydney or London or New York, there are iconic buildings, wonderful displays, and a real sense of joy being shared between people about bringing in the new year together. So I think there's definitely a place for Belfast to claim its space, you know, in that mix. And something that would make use of some of our iconic buildings, whether that is City Hall or somewhere else, is certainly something to consider. And, you know, as I say, we're well up for that in City Hall in terms of looking at what we can do in the years to come.
How did you see in New Year, Emmett?
I saw New Year's with a few friends on the Omer Road. Nothing too glamorous. It was a curry and a few drinks, but I was in bed by about 12:30.
Okay, so you were up. That's the important thing. Emmett McDonough-Brown, the Lions councillor, thank you. He was up. He had a curry. He had a few drinks. And when the New Year started, he was off to bed. Am I like an alien here? Am I the only person, or are there other people who are prepared to admit that whenever it's like 2017 to 2018... it's hardly the beginning of a new dawn, is it, going into 2018 out of 2017? Whereas something about going into a new decade, 2020, you know, woo, 2020, or the millennium, or any of these biggies, you know. Or am I just getting old? Be honest with me. How did you see in New Year? Were any of you in bed at 20 to 11 or 11 o'clock? Or do you sit up and watch it on the TV? Do you watch Big Ben Chime? Do you do Jules Holland? What is it that you did? Or was there something spectacular because there's nothing in Belfast? Had you organised the party to end all parties? How did you see it in? And maybe we could build a template for the future, if not for 2019, certainly for 2020, and make Belfast as big as Gary would like it to be on New Year's Eve. So are you more Frank, bed, 10:40, or Gary looking for whizzing lights coming off Divis Mountain? Which are you, a Frank or a Gary? Let us know. Apparently Marion has sent us some sound effects, some to represent me, some to represent Gary. I'll get to those in a second. Let me speak to Stephen. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Frank. Goodness sake, what an end of an year, a year. Absolutely dismal. I was in bed at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, Stephen?
8 o'clock, Frank. I'm not messing you about.
Well, what time do you usually go to bed of an evening?
Maybe about 11 or something. Take a wee tablet there to help me off, like, you understand. Legal tablet. Legal tablet,
man. Of course. You take a sleeping tablet. You know, you don't sleep very well. But why on earth go to bed at 8 o'clock on New Year's Eve?
TV. I can't use a bad word. The TV was hopeless. I went out to the front door. Nothing out there. I come in and said to the wife, I said, Marie, I'm going to tell you, honey, I went to bed. Night, God bless.
And what about Marie? Did she, like, sort of... did she skip up the stairs as well?
I think she had pre-recorded something. Says, I'll watch that, and then I'll go, here's me. And I asked my boys the next morning, did you hear anything? Dad had never heard a thing. I mean, it doesn't matter, don't worry about it. It's just nor day.
So did you want something like Gary? Did you want razzmatazz?
Yes, I would like to have went somewhere to a firework display, maybe an outside big TV cinema thing. Just nothing elaborate, but there was nothing. Frank, there was nothing at all. You know yourself, there was nothing in the city. Nothing at all. As you say, Black Mountain, that would have looked lovely. A couple of fireworks up at the top of that. Everybody could see it, you know, and just say, right, okay, happy new year. Let's go. Bye-bye.
You'd be happy enough for the council to spend your rates on that?
Yes, I would be. If not, get me a two-week ticket from Lanzarote. That would do me.
So 8 o'clock, that's early to bed. You were frustrated,
Frank.
Disappointed.
Totally disappointed. Disappointed because there was nothing on TV or anything. Everything over the Christmas period, it was all repeats. There's never nothing new to watch. Never nothing new. We Miss Brown. I have to say I enjoyed that, but after that, that was nothing.
What did you enjoy?
We Mrs. Brown. Mrs. Brown boys. Miss Brown boys.
And she a new one on?
Yes, she had New Year's Eve one on. I think, and but it was, I enjoyed that. There.
Well, what time was she on it? She wouldn't have been on before 8 o'clock.
No, but I watched it on RTE or something. I got an RT, they played it the night before, the Saturday night or something, they played it on.
Right. So you spoilt your own fun.
No, I didn't spoil it.
Well, you were looking forward to seeing her on New Year's Eve, then you jumped ship, you watched it in RTE.
that's not the right, Frank, but honestly, the almost diabolical. It's not, no, I hope there's something next year for somebody, or for all of us. I hope there's something for all of us. If not, I'm getting out. I'm going for a holiday.
I can't comment on what the TV was like on New Year's Eve because I didn't have the TV on. As I say, I was in bed, not as early as 8 o'clock. I was in bed at 20 to 11. But these sound effects that have been sent to us, apparently this is me. This is not fair. This is... No, I honestly do not snore. So are you, we've asked the question here this morning, are you a Frank or are you a Gary or a Stephen? How did you see in the new year? Were you in bed early? Apparently if you're a Gary, you're one of these. Gary, that's fireworks, just in case you're worried. Sounds like a volley of shots over a coffin, but apparently it is fireworks. So, are you a Gary or are you a Frank? Do let us know. 90333105. Stephen, so frustrated with the lack of entertainment in the city, the lack of razzmatazz, the dullness of Belfast, and the fact that he'd seen Mrs. Brown's Boys the night before, that he went to bed at 8 o'clock. Isn't it a sad reflection on how we bring in a new year if the highlight is like good old Brenton O'Carroll? Everything's depending on Brenton's comic genius. And, you know, nothing else. I'm at a loss here because I don't know what was on the television on New Year's Eve. I get the impression it's usually very good, isn't it? You know, you have Jules Holland, you have Imelda May, you've got, you know, I know on ITV they do the whole Big Ben thing and there's all sorts of razzmatazz around that in the lead up to it. Did the BBC locally do anything on New Year's Eve? I'm not the one to ask. We're doing a little survey this morning. Let me speak to Bernadette. Good morning, Bernadette.
Hello, Frank. Can you hear me okay?
Bernadette, I just about can. Are you a Frank or are you a Gary?
I don't know. We better both, maybe.
All right. So you like fireworks, but you'd like to get to bed a bit early.
Well, yes. Well, I just wanted to ring just to say to you, we had a wee chat about this actually on New Year's Eve. And years ago, Jerry Kelly used to run a show. And I think it was televised in his home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you might remember, Frank, I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. But what he would have had on, like, would have been, like, local artists in his house. And maybe it was recorded before New Year's Eve. And we, when we say children, maybe teenagers, would have seen New Year's Eve in with Jerry Kelly on the TV. You know, at Jerry's house with all these local artists.
Oh, it was a great program. It was on UTV, yeah. Of course, and it was one of the highlights of the year. Is that the sort of thing that wasn't on this year, or did you find an alternative?
No, that's the thing that wasn't on this year. I mean, that sort of program hasn't been on for years. Now, I know Jules Holland's on and that sort of thing. I don't know what side he's on or whatever. But what we did this year was we ended up just a few of us... Family and the kids going round to my brother-in-law's and sister-in-law's. She made a wee bite to eat and we played a wee game called Family Fortunes. And it was a bit of crack, you know, it was just one of those board games that you sort of buy out of Argus, you know, at Christmas time.
And what did you do at 12 o'clock? You know, were you halfway through Family Fortunes or did you stop for the chimes?
No. What we did was we sort of said, oh God, it's 12 o'clock, it's 11:45 now. So my sister-in-law went and got us all a wee drink, and by the time we did all that, we just saw that the new year, and as I say, Jules Holland was on the TV, and they did like a countdown, so we all just did the countdown with it, and then we sang ourselves Old Anxiety afterwards, and then that was it, we went back to playing our games then. So to me, it's more about family time than going out and having razzmatazz, as they call it. Well, maybe I'm too old for all that crack anymore, but... I'd rather stay in the house to tell you the God's truth.
Well, you've certainly summed up your opinion of the threshold moment between old year and new year. And to you, it is important from a family perspective. It is important. You don't necessarily need the razzmatazz. I would put you, however, in with the Garys, because Gary wants, you know, he wants flashing lights on Black Mountain. He wants, you know, fireworks coming out of the cranes at Harlan Wolf. And he says you don't necessarily have to leave the house to see it. You just realise that that is the moment. Look out and be proud of Belfast. This is why we've, you know, now got Gary associated with the sound of fireworks going off and me associated with the sound of a snore, because I was in bed at 20 to 11. Is this just a reflection on how boring Belfast is, that people are going to bed? And there was a man on earlier, was in bed at 8 o'clock on New Year's Eve. Do we need to do something, especially before 2020, to ensure that Belfast doesn't fall behind? Tony's on this line. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Well, Tony, you know, were you out? Were you partying?
I was out. Out for the count, Frank. I went to bed at about 7:20. My wife said to me, "We weren't doing nothing." It's not like the old days. Whenever I lived in the Castlereagh Road in East Belfast, everybody came out to the doors and went into different people's houses, and you would have took a bit of coal with you if you had black hair, and you'd have took a bottle of sherry. And you know, I remember all them days. But now, if you went out to your door at 12 o'clock at night, you'd be the only person standing there. You'd be looking like a weirdo. You know, so we just decided that we weren't going to do too much on Old Year's Night. And we had a glass of wine in the afternoon. My wife doesn't like that song, Lang Syne, anyway, you know. And I think sometimes you end up kissing if you were out and hugging people who normally you'll just walk past them in the street because you particularly don't even get on with that much. You know, it's a bit of a farce. I wish that we'd go back to the old ways. The same with Christmas as well. It's all just too commercialized. They need to bring God back into Christmas. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Bible thumper. But I do believe that they do need to bring God back into things. Get rid of all these. Everything's out there to make money. You go to a taxi, it's twice the price. You go to a club or anything, it's twice the price. I know people, if they're working, want to get paid that. But, you know, go back to the old days and bring a bit of common sense back into things.
All right, Tony, you are absolutely up there with anyone who's snoring in bed by what, tea time?